Editing is saying what stays and what goes, and it's part of every medium of art and entertainment. It's a big part of what we do in radio. Here's some of the chaff that editing in Studio 360 spares you every week. Raw taped like this.
You can find out more about Kurt Weill. No, you can find out more about Kurt Weill. You can find out more about Kurt Weill.
Comes out sounding like this.
You can find out more about Kurt Weill on our website, studio360.org.
See? Editing in any form means sculpting and rearranging, whether it's a novel, a group of paintings, a movie, or a recording. After an initial creative act, editors come in and try to bring out the best version of what's there. My guest today is the film editor, Dodie Dorn. She got an Oscar nomination this year for her exceptional editing of Memento, the mind-bending thriller directed by Christopher Nolan. She's now finishing up the post-production on Nolan's new feature film, Insomnia, scheduled for release in May. Dodie, you grew up in Los Angeles. Did you just fall into the movie business because there was Hollywood a few miles away?
Basically, yes. My father was in the business, and he built sets and had a small soundstage, and I worked there as a switchboard operator. And it was, at the time, they were shooting a lot of bad B movies there, and string of fresh off the bus actresses coming through there, always casting. It was pretty sleazy, frankly, and I thought, I don't want to have anything to do with the film industry. And I did other things, worked at a mortgage company or something, and then after that I thought, maybe I should look into the film industry again, and started working in production as a PA, and I did assistant location manager, assistant to the producer, script supervising, pretty much all the little jobs I could do in production. And then I got into post-production just sort of by accident on a film that they needed someone to assist on the foreign theatrical version of a TV movie of the week that I had been a PA on.
This was Elvis starring Kurt Russell?
Right, right. And I went in and I kind of faked my way through the job, and I've never actually left the editing room since that time. I live in an editing room.
Aside from the director and the performances and what happens during the shooting, it seems to me that the editor has more power over the finished product than any other single person. Is that correct?
I think so. Editing is storytelling, and that's what movies do, and you're sort of at the heart of the... You're at the eye of the storm when you're editing.
Tell me what the process is, if you can, more than simply an assembly of the shots.
Right. Well, you're starting with the script, obviously, which is supposed to somewhat betray the intent of the author, which often is the director. You use that as a guide. You then are looking at the material, and things take on a life of their own once they get translated from the page to film in the performances and in the camera angles. And what I do, I don't go to the set. I watch the material, and I try to be as objective as possible, and I let it hit me on an emotional level. And that's part of the reason why I don't go to the set. I don't want to know, oh, they had to fight with the actor to get them out, even to the... onto the set to shoot this shot, or at the end of that shot the actor blew up or something. I think that there's like kind of a truth that is contained within the edges of the frame, and if you go off those edges your impression is going to be colored, and I don't want to have that. So I don't even get into discussions with the director or any crew members about who's doing what or said what or how long this shot took to set up or anything like that.
Because those are extraneous considerations.
It has nothing to do with the finished product. Absolutely nothing.
Memento, as I said, is a wonderful movie. For those listeners who have not seen it, can you describe the basic idea?
It's a man who suffers from short-term memory loss, who's trying to solve the rape and murder of his wife. And the story is basically told. It starts at the end, and then it's interwoven with scenes starting at the beginning of the story. So every other scene is going backwards, and every other scene is going forward, and it ends in the middle.
Is there a particular scene in or moment or minute in Memento that you were especially proud of?
Well, I'm really in love with this one triptych of scenes with Carrie Ann Moss and Guy Pearce when she comes into his she brings him. He's in her house, and she comes in with a bloody nose.
I did exactly what you told me to do. I went to Dodd, and I told him that I didn't have any of Jimmy's money or the drugs, and that this Teddy must have taken everything.
And what did he say?
He didn't believe me. He said if I don't have the drugs by tomorrow, he's gonna kill me, and then he just started hitting me.
And then he takes on this sort of superhero role of, I'm gonna defend your honor.
Where is he?
Why?
I'll go see him.
And?
I'll give him some bruises of his own and tell him to look for a guy called Teddy.
And then, going backwards in time, we see that she provoked him to punch her, and he's actually the perpetrator of what's happened, but that she's manipulating him.
You can't get scared, but hey, can you get angry?
Yes.
Oh, you pathetic piece of shit.
And I love that because it's kind of a microcosm of the whole film. This kind of seeing something, experiencing it emotionally, thinking you know what's going on, and then having that completely turned upside down. So you're kind of getting an emotional whiplash, and that's really gratifying.
In this movie in particular, since where each scene goes and the repetition of scenes and moments are so crucial to what the film experience, the story is all about, you must have had a much more hands-on role with the director deciding how this story is going to be told, because it's so many choices could have been made, small choices that would have had an enormous effect on how we experienced that film.
Well, let me just say that Memento was structured the way that you see it as in the script. I mean, it's a really brilliant, elegant, refined writing job that Chris did. It's wonderful. And there were other things that are not even in the script that he had in his mind that we manifested. So it almost follows the script to the letter. There are a few scenes that we rearranged, but for the most part, the design is there in the script.